Yeah?
Seems to be a lot of fun going on over there. Let's go over and see what it's all about.
All right, Uncle Ezra. I wonder what it could... Why, say, it's Gene and Glenn, and they are entertaining the folks doing their Jake and Lena characters.
My, this is more fun than a barrel of monkeys, yeah. Isn't it?
You always did like carnivals, didn't
That's
you?
That's what I say, yes. I always like carnivals.
And especially Ferris wheel.
Especially Ferris wheel, yes.
I hear Mrs. Muckenfuss had a terrible accident on the Ferris wheel.
Oh, I'll say she did. She broke her thumb and she's suing him for $20,000.
$20,000?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she can't collect $20,000 for one broken thumb.
I think she can, Glenn.
Well, what makes you think her thumb is worth that much, Lena?
It's the one she keeps her husband under.
Oh.
Isn't that a good one, though?
I didn't say.
Oh, dear.
Well, Jake, where have you been?
I've been over in a tent to get my head red.
To get your head red?
Yeah.
You mean to get your hair red, don't you?
No, to get my head red. You know, the bumps on it.
Oh, I see. You went over to see that phrenologist.
Yeah, I went over to see the phrenologist there to have
my That's head. What I mean. What did he tell you?
He said that this here bump right here shows I got a lot of curiosity in my system.
Curiosity, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I think he's right, don't you?
I'll say he's right. You know where I got that bump at?
No, where?
Well, I got that when I stuck my head in the elevator shaft to see if the elevator was going up.
See? Oh, to see if the elevator was going up, huh?
Yeah, and it was coming down.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good, Jake.
Pretty good, yeah.
Say, Lena, have you seen Mrs. Higginbottom lately?
Oh, sure. You know, Jake saved her life the other day.
Saved her life? Is that right, Jake?
Yeah, her house was on fire.
Yeah.
And she was leaning out the attic yelling, "Save me, somebody, save me."
Yes, yes.
So I told her to jump, and I caught her.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You couldn't catch a big woman like that.
Well, of course, I let her bounce a couple of times.
That certainly is a good one. Say, Glenn, you know that Hig is awful fat. Did you notice that?
Oh, now, Lena, such language. You should never say fat.
Why not, Glenn?
Well, because in the best places, they say stout.
Yes, but in the best places, she's fat.
Well, now, Lena, I think you'd better watch your food, too.
Oh, I always look at it before I eat it.
No. I mean, you should watch your diet.
Oh, I don't eat nothing for dessert except ice cream and cream puffs and cake and pie and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, but desserts like cake and pies are fattening.
They're fattening, yeah, that's what I say. Yeah.
But if you're on a diet, you'll have to cut out the starch.
I never eat any. You mean laundry starch?
No, no. Well, let's forget about it.
Yes, I think we ought to forget.
What do you want, Jake?
Oh, Glenn, look at this here swell flower I just won over at the fish pond.
Say, that is pretty.
That pretty?
Made out of glass, huh?
Yeah.
It's wonderful what they can make out of glass nowadays, isn't
Boy,
it?
Boy, I'll say it. Did you know I got a letter from my Uncle Pete the other day?
Isn't your Uncle Pete in Paris?
Yeah. Oh. And he says that all the girls over in Paris is wearing glass dresses.
Glass dresses?
Yeah, it makes it pretty nice for my Uncle Pete, don't it?
Why, is your Uncle Pete in the glass business?
No.
Is he a glass blower?
No, window washer.
Alina! Listen, there's the music.
Say, that's pretty, isn't it?
Oh, that's lovely.
Yes, I know that, Pete.
That's a cute little song, isn't it?
This is a happy little ditty. I know the music isn't pretty. You know the words are not so witty. Anyone can sing this song.
Oh, change key.
I ate too much turkey on Thanksgiving Day, so I took an Alka-Seltzer, and now I feel swell.
I must say the music isn't pretty, must say the words are not so witty. This is a happy little ditty, you can sing it all day long.
Oh, you can sing it all day long.